الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صلوات. We are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be part of the ummah which is considered by the Holy Quran as the best of all the nations, the nation which belongs to Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen and Ashrafur Rasul Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the nation which belongs to the duties of Amr and Nahi. Because Allah has said in the Holy Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. So we learn in the light of the verse that the Ummah of Rasulullah is the best of all the nations, because among this Ummah there were and there are still some who perform the most fundamental duties of the religion Islam, which is not the Salat and not the Siyam and not the Hajj and not the Khums and not the Zakat, but the duty which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Bihma biha tuqamul fara'id, the duty which Imam alayhi salam considers that all the fara'id and duties of Allah in the Sharia are standing up because of the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. These are the two most fundamental duties and asasi duties of the religion of Ahlul Bayt. Because there had been and there are some even today who are performing these two great duties of Islam, our Ummah is considered the most superior. So we never compromise on our value system, we never compromise on our principles, and we protect our religion the way Allah has revealed. You know, that's like Imam al-Khomeini Ridwanullah alayhi used to say, our Islam al-Islam al-Muhammadiyul Asil, Islam Nabe Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pure Muhammadan Islam. So 11 of our Imams gave blood to protect this Islam. Nothing was added, nothing was removed from it in its pure form. This is where we receive from the hands of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Being in the Ummah of Rasulullah is a privilege, because when Prophet was there with his ashab, he said, Allahumma laqini ikhwani. Oh my Lord, make me meet my brothers. And the ashab who were present, the companions who were present there, they said, Alasna ikhwanaka ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers? And Prophet said, Antum ashabi, you are my companions. Ikhwani alladhina, my friend, my brothers are those who will come in the akhir zaman. They will come in the final times. Innakum law tuhammalu lima hummilu lam tasbiru sabrahum. If you were burdened with their burden, that means the burdens that they will carry on their shoulders, if you were given that kind of task and burden, you will not tolerate that task and burden. So there is a responsibility on the shoulders of the members of the Ummah of Rasulullah, and because of that himl, because of that burden, because of that responsibility and task on our shoulders, they are, like I said, there are some who are performing those responsibilities, and because of those precious few people, the whole Ummah is benefiting. Because of the presence of those precious few people who are doing the Amr and Nahi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is... We in Islam respect all the prophets of God. Isn't it right? We, you know, hold all of them as muhtaram and respected. But Quran has said, تِلْكَ الرَّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. So Allah Himself is telling us that He has given fadilat and tafdeel and superiority to some messengers over the other. When it comes to our Holy Prophet, he is the most superior of all. And the Holy Quran itself is sufficient to understand the azamat and greatness of Rasulullah, because we find that it's unfair to compare the greatness of Rasulullah, the azamat of Rasulullah, with that of Hazrat Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Because when Hazrat Nuh propagated in his nation for 950 years, his age was more than 2000, but he propagated for 950 years. And after his propagation, no one became a Muslim except 80 people were on board the ship, only 80. This is what Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah used to say, that all the Anbiya, you talk to some people, you know, why don't you do your Fariza to Allah? No, we don't have the tanks and the warplanes. And the, you think the Anbiya had tanks that they did the Qiyam against the Zalimeen? Is that what you believe? Then you don't understand the Qiyam of none of the Anbiya. You did not understand the Holy Quran. All the Anbiya did their Qiyam alone. Later on, few people joined later on. All the Anbiya did their Qiyam alone. Quran says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى. Say, all I'm advising you is to stand up for the sake of Allah in pairs and alone. All the prophets did their Qiyam alone. These kind of people who bring these excuses, isn't it right? First of all, we are not here to, you know, to wage any war against them. We are the most peaceful people, isn't it right? But we have a right to defend ourselves and the dignity of Rasulullah. So we find that there were only 80 people, 80, aboard the ship of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, and all of the rest were kafir, isn't it right? So when the people did takzeeb, they denied the teachings of the Prophet Nuh, and they did istihza, ridiculing, making fun of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, isn't it right? And they continued to do their rebellion against Allah. What happened is that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam cursed them, and Quran mentions the baddu'a and curse of Hazrat Nuh by saying that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam said, you know, Rabbi la tazar ala al-ardi min al-kafirina dayyaran. So now we learn in light of the verse that Allah Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam is praying to Allah not to leave a single person among them on the face of earth. That means kill all of them. That's the dua of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Dua of a prophet is always mustajab. Isn't it right? Allah killed all of them. But when our holy prophet was, you know, people did takzeeb. They denied him. They did istihza. They made fun of him. They were sent throwing stones and rocks on the holy prophet. We find our Rasulullah did not do this kind of baddua and curse for his nation. Instead, when Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam finds Rasulullah, you know, sitting somewhere close to the mountain, running away from the attack of the people throwing stones over him in Ta'if, when he was found, he was saying, Amir al-Mu'mineen heard him saying that, Rabbi, Allahumma hdini qawm, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh my Lord, guide my people because they do not know. Instead of praying against them, Prophet is praying for them. So there is no comparison between Prophet, our Prophet, and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Likewise, if you compare Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, he was very handsome, isn't it right? And when Prophet was asked that, are you more handsome or him? And Prophet replies back that, Huwa asbah wa ana amlah. And he had more sabahat, whereas I have more malahat. Obviously, we know that, Prophet is better and more handsome and more nice looking than all the human beings. And malahat is superior than the sabahat. So, and not just that, but Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam has done tarkul awla in his life. Prophets never do sins. They are ma'soom. But some of the prophets have committed tarkul awla, something which was better to be avoided. But they did not avoid. Isn't it right? So whereas our Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam never did any Tarkul Awla in his life. So we find Quran narrates that when the jail inmate was set free, one of the jail inmates was set free, and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said to his fellow jail inmate, Uzkurni inda Rabbika, Quran says. Remember me, in front of the king, in other words. So he's asking help. Hazrat Yusuf is seeking help from his jail inmate to remember him, and he goes to see the king to remember Hazrat Yusuf so he can also talk about Hazrat Yusuf, so Hazrat Yusuf can also be set free from the jail by the king. This is Tarkul Awla. Instead of remembering Allah and seeking help from Allah, he's seeking help from the jail inmate to get this help from the king. Isn't that right? Allah disliked that. It's not a sin, but it's tarkul awla. Allah disliked that. And Allah immediately sends down Jibreel into the jail. And Jibreel, strikes his wing on the floor of the jail. And the earth, seven layers of the earth, the tabaqat, ripped open. And we find at the core of earth was visible. And then Jibreel said to Yusuf alayhi salam, there was a tiny insect there sitting at the core of earth. And Jibreel asked Yusuf alayhi salam, Man raziquha? Who is the one who provides risk to that insect? And Yusuf alayhi salam said, Allah. And then Jibreel said, then why did you ask your jail inmate to seek help from the king? In other words, you think Allah is going to forget you? And that's where Hazrat Yusuf started to cry, and he cried for several years, and his jail inmates made turns with him. Because we cannot sleep in the jail if you continue crying. So he made deal with them, that either Hazrat Yusuf would cry in the daytime or in the nighttime so they can sleep. So our holy prophet never did any tarkul awla, isn't it right? Because he is always in the zikr and the yad and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never forgot. He never did tawajjuh. Dunya was presented in front of him and akhirat was also presented in front of him. He did not even pay attention to neither dunya nor akhirat because his tawajjuh was towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, didn't he say that ad-dunya haramun ala ahli al-akhirah wal akhiratu haramun ala ahli ad-dunya? Dunya is haram over those who belong to akhirat, and akhirat is haram on those who belong to dunya. Wa huma haraman ala ahli Allah, and both of them are haram on those who belong to Allah. Prophet belongs to Allah, isn't it right? He doesn't care about dunya or akhirat. So we find there's no comparison between Rasulullah and Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. It's unfair to compare the azamat of Rasulullah with him. And there's no comparison between Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and our holy prophet as well, because we find that when Quran talks about the story that Allah's tajalli and reflection was made visible to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam on the Mount Tur, and that story when Mount Tur Allah's tajalli appeared, Quran says fakharra Musa sa'iqa. Musa fell down unconscious, so he cannot stand, he cannot tolerate, he cannot see, isn't it right? As soon as the tajalli and reflection of Allah's noor was made visible, he cannot tolerate it. He fell down unconscious. So Hazrat Musa was shown the tajalli and reflection of Allah and he fell down unconscious. And Allah used to talk to him min wara'il hijab, from behind the curtain, not directly. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was taken to the Mi'raj, where he reached the place what Quran says, he reached the level that Allah Quran says, ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّ فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنَ أَوْ أَدْنَى, two bows or even further less. And Allah talked to the Holy Prophet directly without any hijab. Isn't it right? So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no comparison. You know, when one Yahudi person comes to Rasulullah and he started to praise Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in front of the Prophet, and Prophet never used to interrupt the people in their talk. When he was done, that's where Rasulullah said, "Law kana Musa hayyan ma wasi'ahu illa ittiba'i." If Musa was alive, he had no option except to obey me. So Musa alayhi salam is under his command. Isn't it right? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, we know that he is a student of Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, who is alive. Then Allah asked him to go and meet Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, and he learned certain things, wisdom from Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. And the same Hazrat Khidr is alive today, and he used to come in the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to ask questions and masail. And sometimes we learn in the history, Imam Hassan, who was a young boy, Imam Ali redirected Hazrat Khidr towards Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, and Hazrat Khidr is asking questions from Imam al-Hassan, and Imam Hassan resolves the problem and answers the question straight away. So Hazrat Imam al-Hassan is the ustad and teacher of Hazrat Khidr, who is the ustad and teacher of Hazrat Musa. So there is no comparison between Hazrat, you know, our holy prophet with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam either. And we find that when somebody talked about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to the holy prophet, that kana Isa alayhi salam yamshi ala al-ma. Isa used to walk over water. When Rasulullah heard that, he said, law zada yaqinan la masha ala al-hawa. If he had more yaqeen, he would have been walking over the air. Hadithah, that means Hazrat Isa cannot walk over the air. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can walk over the air as well. Isn't it right? So there's no comparison to make. You know, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is the madhar of only two of the names among the Ism-e-A'zam, the greatest names of Allah. Only two. And because he is the madhar and reflection of only two names of Allah, he used to make the dead people alive and give shifa and cure to those suffering from leprosy. Isn't it right? Because of the madhar being madhar and reflection of two names of Allah from the Ism-e-A'zam. Whereas our Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are the madhar of 73 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the ilm of 72 names. And the 73rd name, which we call Al-Ismul Maknoonul Ilahi, or Al-Ismul Mustasarul Ilahi, that is the one which is hidden from their knowledge, because that's the difference between the Khaliq and the Makhluq. But our Urafa say, despite the fact the Ahlul Bayt do not know the knowledge of the 73rd, but they are still the madhar and reflection of even the 73rd name of Allah, because they are created from the noor of the Zat and essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Didn't Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam say in his hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَنِي مِنْ ذَاتِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَنِي مِنْ ذَاتِهِ وَأَنَا غَيْرُ مُنْفَصِلٍ عَنْهُ. Allah created me from His essence, and I am not separated from Him. وَأَنَا غَيْرُ مُنْفَصِلٍ عَنْهُ. Then Imam furnishes the example to make it clear in our minds. He says, إِذْ نُورُ الشَّمْسِ غَيْرُ مُنْفَصِلٍ عَنْهَا. Because the sun ray is not disconnected from the sun. What a beautiful example. Sun ray is not disconnected from the sun. So Aimma alayhi salam, the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are created from the noor of the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no comparison between the Prophet and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam either. And there is no comparison between Hazrat, our Holy Prophet, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam either. Because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he does his du'as. And his du'as are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Quran talks about the du'as of Prophet Ibrahim. He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْلَامِ. Prophet Ibrahim is praying to Allah that protect me and my children from worshipping the idols. This is the dua that Ibrahim is doing towards Allah. But we find Prophet doesn't need to seek this kind of dua from Allah, because he's already protected by Allah when Allah reveals in the Holy Quran and says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. The Prophet doesn't need to seek that kind of dua, isn't it right? So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam seeks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, waj'alni min warasati jannatin na'im. Oh my Lord, you know, make me from the inheritors of the paradise, jannatin na'im. He's seeking Allah to make him one of the people who go to the paradise. Prophet doesn't need to seek this kind of dua, because the children of Rasulullah, you know, Prophet has said, al, you know, al Hasan wal Husayn sayyida shabab ahl al jannah. His children are the two leaders of the youth of paradise. He doesn't need to seek that kind of dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jannat is the property of Rasulullah, because in his hadith he has already said, al jannatu li. Jannat belongs to Jannatu wa naru li. Jannat and the hellfire is mine. Wa aliyun qasimuhuma. And Ali is its distributor. Then the Prophet say, Utitu thalasan wa aliyun mushariki fiha. Wa u'tiya aliyun thalasan wa lam usharikhu fiha. I have been given three things, in other words, and Ali is a partner in those three. And Ali has been given three things, and I am not a partner in those three. And then Prophet said, الكوثر لي. Fountain of Kawthar belongs to me. That's the property of Rasulullah. It was given to the Holy Prophet. Isn't it right? Imam Ali's fountain is Salsabil. That's not part of the hadith. I'm explaining to you separately. Imam Ali Islam has a fountain called Salsabil. There's another beautiful discussion of Islam if Allah allows us to talk about the fountains of paradise. Isn't it right? How many fountains are there in Jannat and why? And which person is ahl and mustahak to eat and drink from which fountain? And why? Why not every person in Jannat is allowed to drink from every fountain? Why? So very beautiful discussion of Islam. But that's not the subject of my speech. So Imam Ali's fountain is what we call Salsabil. That's his property. And Prophet's fountain is called Kawthar. Isn't it right? That's Prophet's property. So this is a fountain given by Allah to the Prophet. But Prophet says, Al-Kawthar li, Kawthar belongs to me. Wa Aliyun saqihi. And Ali is its drink provider. So Imam Ali has a share in that blessing of Allah given to the Prophet. And then Prophet says, That al jannatu wan naru li wa aliyun qasimuhuma. Isn't it right? Jannat and the hellfire is mine. That's his property. It's given by Allah to the Prophet. That's his. Wa aliyun qasimuhuma. And the distributor, he's going to send the people to the paradise and to the hell. It's Imam Ali alayhi salam who is going to send the people to those two. And Prophet said, Liwa'ul Hamdi li wa Aliyun Hamilahu. The flag of the praise. Every nation has a flag, isn't it right? Prophet also has a flag. The flag which was handed over by Jibreel on Yawmul Bi'sa, on the day when Prophet was officially commanded to start his propagation. Isn't it right? We don't believe like some of the sects of Islam who say Prophet was made a prophet on the day of Bi'sat. No, he was not made a prophet on that day. We believe prophets are born prophets. From their day one, they are prophets. With their own entire ilm and ismat and taharat and cleanliness. Isn't it right? So he did not become prophet. He was already prophet from day. Kuntu nabiyyan wa adamu bayn al-ma'i wa-t-teen. I was a prophet when Adam was between water and clay. And Imam Ali salam has said, Kuntu wasiyan wa adamu bayn al-ma'i wa-t-teen. I was a deputy, that means deputy of Rasulullah, when Adam was between water and clay. So he didn't become a prophet on the day of Bi'sat. He was officially commanded to start his propagation formally. So we find on the date of Bi'sat, Jibreel came and handed over the flag on behalf of Allah, which is called in the history as Liwa'ul Hamd, the flag of the praise. What a great flag. And what a wide and huge flag, because it engulfs every single person and every single prophet and messenger is under his flag. Didn't the Prophet say, Adam man dunahu tahta liwa'i, Adam and all anyone after him, in other words, everyone other than him are under my banner. What a huge flag. It's all inclusive. So Prophet said that Liwa'ul Hamdi li, the name of his flag is the flag of the praise. He said the flag of the praise is mine, wa aliyun hamiluhu. And the carrier of the flag is Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And then obviously the three things that Imam Ali alayhi salam has is mentioned, that you know about his wife Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, that he has been given. No one has a wife like Fatima, even the Holy Prophet. You know, his wife, Hazrat Khadija, salamullah alayha, is so great. But she's not like Hazrat Fatima, isn't it right? No one can be like her. She is a Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen, min al-awwaleena wal-akhirin. Isn't it right? And Imam Ali alayhi salam also, he has been given sons like Hassan and Hussein. There are no examples. There are no similar to Hassan and Hussein. No one has children like Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam. And the third thing that Prophet had mentioned is that You know, that Ali has been given the power in his hand, that I have been commanded to seek his help. Prophet was seeking the help of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the hard occasions for Islam and in the battles that took place by the kuffar. Prophet was seeking the help of Imam Ali alayhi salam because he was commanded by Allah to seek the help of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please say salawat. So we find that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him one of the inheritors of the paradise, where paradise is the property of Rasulullah. He doesn't need to seek that kind of dua. And Allah says that, you know, Allah mentions one sunnat of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Holy Quran. Our scholars of tafsir say one sunnat of Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned in Quran that we are supposed to follow. Only one sunnat, where Quran says, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Seek the prayer. We pray two rakats of prayers. And then right when you go for Hajj, you do the tawaf, or in the Umrah, you do two rakats of prayers at the maqam of Ibrahim. That is the only sunnat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam that we follow, scholars of tafsir say. Whereas when it comes to Rasulullah, every aspect of his personality is a role model for us, and it's our responsibility to follow the Holy Prophet in every aspect of his life, because Quran has said, you know, the Quran has called him a role model, where Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Certainly in Rasulullah, in the Messenger of Allah, lies a role model for you. So every aspect of Prophet's personality need to be followed. And Allah talks about Prophet Ibrahim in the Holy Quran saying, well, you know, that وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah chose Ibrahim to be a friend. And somebody came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and said that Rasulullah, please say salawat. Rasulullah is the Habib. He is the beloved of Allah. Whereas Ibrahim alayhi salam is a Khalil, is a friend. And we know that Habib means Mahbub, and beloved is afdal and superior than the Khalil, a friend. But we don't find Habib, Prophet's status of being Habib of Allah, we don't find this mentioned in the Quran. Whereas Allah talks about the khullat and friendship of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replies back, there is a secret of Allah. Look at the greatness of this hadith. His Imam alayhi salam is drawing our attention to the secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the servants of Rasulullah, the true followers of the Holy Prophet, in other words, are mentioned to be mahbub in the eyes of Allah, where Allah says that yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. So when the true followers and the true servants of the Holy Prophet are considered to be mahbub and beloved in the eyes of Allah, you can understand how much the Holy Prophet is mahbub. When his servants and his followers are mahbub in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn, our scholars say that all the parts of the body of Rasulullah are mentioned in Quran. Isn't it right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you know, when it comes to the Holy Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the heart of the Holy Prophet, where Quran says ma kathaba al-fu'adu ma ra'a. The heart of the Holy Prophet didn't lie in what it saw. Allah mentions the eyes of the Holy Prophet in the Holy Quran, isn't it right? Where Allah says that مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. The eyes of the Holy Prophet didn't go astray, isn't it right? Nor did it transgress. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the chest of the Holy Prophet, where Allah says أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Did we not expand for you, open up for you your heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the hand of the Holy Prophet, where Allah says, لا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك. Right? Don't make your hands to be tied up to your neck. Allah mentions the feet of the Holy Prophet, in other words, where Allah says, Taha, ma anzalna alaykal qur'ana litashqa. Isn't it right? Prophet used to stand up throughout the night until his feet used to get swollen. And Allah revealed this verse of Holy Quran, Taha, ya means ya tahiram min al-uyub, wa ya hadiyan ila allam al-ghuyub. O you who is tahir and clean from the faults and defects. And hadiyan ila allam al-ghuyub. O you who are a guide, towards Allah, who is allam al-ghuyub. He knows all the secrets and the unseeable things. Isn't it right? Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. We did not reveal the Qur'an on you, so you end up in hassle. In other words, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the back of the Holy Prophet in the Quran, where he says, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. And we removed away from you the burden which was weighing down your back. Isn't it right? And all the akhlaq of the Holy Prophet are also mentioned, where Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Certainly you are on the exalted character. Please say salawat. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That's how we show to Ibrahim the hidden realities. Malakut means the batin, the hidden reality. The hidden reality of the heavens and earth. وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Hadith Ibrahim alayhi salam was taken to the Miraj, to the first sky, first Asman, first, you know, heaven. And you know, first heaven is surrounding the whole world of matter. We don't even know the limits of the world of matter. Isn't it right? Our Milky Way is huge. Isn't it right? We don't even know the corners of the Milky Way. We cannot even think of even going to the farthest limits of our own Milky Way. And there are so many galaxies which are uncountable for us. We don't even know the limits of the world of matter. And where the world of matter ends, that's where the first heaven starts. And the first heaven is surrounding the world of matter. So anyone who has access to this first heaven knows everything about the world of matter. Because first heaven is surrounding the world, is muhit over the world of matter. Isn't it right? So Ibrahim alayhi salam was taken on Miraj, and when he reached the first heaven, he looked down over the planet Earth, and there were two people doing zina. He could not tolerate that sin. He cursed upon the people. Dua of a masoom is always accepted. And because of the curse of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, they died. Hazrat Ibrahim was taken by Allah to the second heaven. Second heaven is surrounding the first heaven. So anyone who has access to the second Asman, second heaven, knows everything of the second heaven, plus the first heaven, plus the entire world of matter. But he doesn't know anything about the third heaven. And he again looked down towards the earth, and he saw again two people doing zina, and he cursed them, and they died. And the same happened for the third heaven and the fourth heaven, where he was taken. Whereas our Holy Prophet was taken on the Mi'raj across the seven heavens, up till the Sidratul Muntaha. That's what our scholars of Akhlaq say. Look at the dharf, look at the azamat and sabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He's looking at the a'malul ibad, tu'radu a'malul ibad, abrariha wa fujariha kulla sabahin ala Rasulullah. Every day, every morning, the actions of the people, good doers and the bad doers, are presented in front of Rasulullah. How much sabr and patience that he has, that he is not cursing against us. Isn't it right? We have so much sins, but he's still not cursing against us. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And Allah is not going to punish them as long as you are in them. It's because the barakat of the presence of Rasulullah that this ummah is not subjected to the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And right now is the barakat of the wujud of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. That the adab is not coming down on this ummah because he is there. Al-insan al-kamil, the perfect. Allah did not create this word for me, the sinner. Allah created this word for al-insan al-kamil, who is the madhar and reflection of Allah. He is the hadaf and the maqsood and the purpose of the creation. I am not the purpose of the creation. It's for the sake of Imam Sahib al-Zaman and the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt, and they knew that the whole universe, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاكِ. So we find Prophet was taken to the Sidrat al-Muntaha, and now he's, you know, Jibreel knocks on the curtain. There's another curtain beyond the Sidrat al-Muntaha, which is called Hijabul Lu'lu, the curtain of pearl. And Jibreel knocks over the curtain, and you know, there's an angel who asks from that side, who's there? And he says, it's me, Jibreel, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with me. A hand appeared, Prophet said. The beauty of the Hadith al-Mi'raj is that the Rawi and narrator of the Hadith is Rasulullah himself. Isn't it right? Prophet himself is narrating. He's the Rawi. So there is no shak. There is no doubt about the wasaqat and authenticity of Hadith al-Mi'raj because it's narrated by Rasulullah. We were not there. Isn't it right? There was no Rawi present there. It was Rasulullah who's narrating his Hadith. So Prophet says, which I'm paraphrasing all these narrations in my words, he said, a hand appeared and grabbed my hand, grabbed me and took me towards that side. And I said to Jibreel, are you leaving me here? And Jibreel said, لَوْ دَنَوْتُ أُنْ مُلَةً لَحْتَرَقْتُ. If I get any closer equal to a finger, you know, and that means, in other words, I go any further beyond this point, I would be burnt alive. That's the limit of Jibreel's noor. Jibreel's nuraniyat is so less that he cannot go beyond that level. Now these hijabat of noor, the 70 curtains are starting. His noor, he needs to have more noor to enter that stage. He doesn't have that much nuraniyat. It requires noor, isn't it right? So now Prophet's nuraniyat is the highest. So he is taken on the other side. And then Prophet says that this angel of the hijab of Lu'lu, the curtain of pearl, he knocked on the next curtain. And somebody asked from that side, who's there? And he said, I am the angel of the curtain of Lu'lu and pearl. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with me. And that was the hijab of Zahab, the curtain of gold. And so on till 70 hijabat. You know, Prophet was taken, and beyond the 70 hijabat, he was taken to al-Rafraf al-Akhdar. We don't know what it was, a green rafraf. And then he was taken on this kind of special markab and vehicle. Then he was taken up to the arsh of Allah. And Prophet said, when I had a look at the arsh of Allah, everything that I saw became lowly in my eyes. Look at the azamat of the arsh of Allah. And Prophet said, I saw on the pillar of the arsh, it was written that Hussein is Misbah Huda wa Safinatu Najatin. Hussein is the torch of guidance and the boat of success. So we find that this is the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu. Somebody asked the Holy Prophet, what did you see up there? Any interesting stories, interesting things that you saw there? Prophet said, I saw an angel, half of his existence was made of ice and the other half was made of fire. And neither the ice was extinguishing the fire, nor the fire was melting the ice. And the zikr of Allah, which he was reciting, Everything has the zikr of Allah, isn't it right? Quran says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَصْبِيحَهُمْ. Isn't it right? Everything performs the zikr of Allah, but you don't understand their zikr. Isn't it right? So my teacher, Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafidhahullah, used to say in tafsir that every existence in the universe is musabbih, doing the zikr of Allah, and Hamid, doing the praise of Allah, and Zakir, busy in the zikr and yad and remembrance of Allah, and Abid, doing the worship of Allah. Every particle of the universe is musabbih and Hamid and Zakir and Abid. Except the humans and the jinns, some of the humans and the jinns who are doing takabbur and istikbar and arrogance in front of Allah in the name of freedom. So we find that the zikr that this angel was doing, Ya mu'allifan bayna salji wa nar, allif bayna ibadika al-mu'mineen. O you who combines the fire and the ice, you know, provide ulfat and love between the hearts of the mu'mineen. That was the zikr the angel was saying. And then Prophet said, I saw an angel which has 1,000 hands, with each hand had 1,000 fingers. And I was told that this angel, Prophet was told that this angel is counting the drops of the rains. So Prophet asked him, do you know how many drops have fallen down? He said, not just, I swear to that God who sent you as a Rasul. You know, in other words, I can not only that, I can also tell you which of the raindrops have fallen down on the land surface and which drops have fallen down on the water, on the ocean, which drops have fallen down on the plantations and the gardens and which have fallen down on the graveyards. So he's keeping tabs on all that information. So, and then he said to Rasulullah, but there's one information, there's one thing that I cannot count. If a bunch of people of your ummah gather together and send salawat on you, I cannot count the sawab of that. And Prophet has said in his hadith, Irfa'u aswatakum bis-salawati alayya fa'innaha tuzhibun nifaq. Raise your voices in sending salawat and salawat on me because it removes hypocrisy and nifaq. One angel did a ta'khir, tawakkuf. He stayed for a while in executing Allah's amr and command. Angels are masoom, again, they don't do the sins, but that is again istarkul awla, something that was better to be avoided, but he did not avoid. It is tawakkuf, delay. He stayed for a while, he delayed in the execution of command of Allah. And Allah did itab. In Arabic, we don't use the word adab. We use the word itab on tarkul awla. Allah did his itab on that angel. Isn't it right? And his wings were burned down. When Prophet went off Miraj, he's rahmatan lil alameen. He's even the rahmat for the angels. He cannot tolerate. Isn't it right? And the Prophet asked, is there a mercy, is there a forgiveness for this angel? And Jibreel said, let me ask Allah. Instead of Jibreel replying himself, isn't it right? یہاں جسے دیکھو فتوے داخل ایشو کر رہا ہے اسلام کے نام پہ ہر آدمی علامت الدہر ہے دین کے نام پہ فتوے ایشو ہو رہے ہیں جبرائیل سید الملائکہ کوئی بات کرنے کے لیے تیار نہیں ہے جب تک پہلے اللہ سے اذن نہ لے لیں جبرائیل said let me ask Allah and he asked Allah first and when and then replies back to the holy prophet that the istighfar for this angel is that he says 10 times salawat on you. And there was a huge celebration taking place in the Ahlus Samawat, that what a great messenger, that the punishment of the people of the heavens is forgiven by, you know, if they send 10 times salawat on him. Look at the azmat of Rasulullah. Isn't it right? And the same prophet has been insulted, isn't it right? And we are silent.
नॉट जस्ट दैट, मगर टांग भी खींचेंगे फिरौन खुमैनी की, जो रसूल की इज्जत आबरू का दिफा कर रहे हैं उसकी टांग भी खींचेंगे। ना फकत ये कि खुद में इतनी जुरत नहीं है कि रसूल की आबरू का दिफा करें, जो जुरत करके दिफा कर रहा है उसकी टांग भी खींचेंगे कुर्बतन अल्लाह दीन के नाम पे। या अहले आसमानों की तौबा कबूल हो रही है उन पे सलवात भेजने की वजह से, हम उनके तकद्दस की पामाली पे चुप बैठे हुए हैं और फिर भी अपने को मुकद्दस समझ रहे हैं। ये कहां से ये कुदसियत आ गई, ये तकद्दस कहां से आ गया? सारा तकद्दस तो रसूल से सीखा है हमने। अगर रसूल जो के मरकज है कदासत के तकद्दस के, उनकी उनकी कदासत और तकद्दस अगर महफूज ना रहे तो हमारे पास कहां से तकद्दस आएगा? ये है जहालत की, ये जहालत का हशर है कौम की, क्योंकि क्यादत से इत्तेसाल नहीं है, अपने को अल्लामा समझ रहे हैं। तो मैं आपकी खिदमत में अर्ज कर रहा था कि दिस एंजल Prophet said, I went to, in other words, you know, I saw an angel who was sitting and 10,000 angels were standing. 10,000 angels standing in saf, sufuf, ranks. He was delivering some lecture. Obviously, it's obvious the angel was sahibul ilm. He had knowledge. Who can teach the angels? You have to have knowledge. This angel was sahibul ilm. He had knowledge. He was teaching something to the angel. 10,000 angels were standing in saf, in ranks, sufuf, in front of him. Prophet said salam to him. Prophet always used to lead the sabqat and lead in every khair. Even on the kids, he used to say salam ahead of everyone. It's never narrated in the history that anyone could did salam ahead of Rasulullah. Always he was the one who always took the lead and first say salam before anyone else can say salam. This is the tawadhu and azamat of Rasulullah. So Prophet said salam on that angel and he replied back. But he did not stand up in the respect of Rasulullah. Again, a tarkul awla. Allah disliked it very much. Immediately Allah sent a message to that angel. Do you know who said salam to you? I created you and everything else for him, for his sake. In other words, now this angel, Prophet says, is standing up, no more lesson. Till the day of judgment, all he's doing is sending salawat on the Holy Prophet. In other words, this is the azamat of Rasulullah. Isn't it right? This is the azamat of Rasulullah. So we find that Hazrat Khadija, Salamullah, we find that Rasulullah used to deliver lecture in Medina. Before the minbar was constructed, there was a pillar, Amud, in the masjid, which is called Hannana. Isn't it right? In the Masjid al-Nabi, there's a pillar which is called Hannana. And Prophet used to, you know, rest his back on that pillar and deliver lectures there. Until the Ashab made the minbar. And the minbar of Rasulullah had three steps. So when the minbar was made, Prophet put his feet on the first step and he said, Ameen. He put his foot on the second step and he said, Ameen. He put his feet on the third step and he said, Ameen. Ashab said, Ya Rasulullah, you said the Ameen, but we did not hear any dua. And, well, Prophet get off the minbar because he started to hear the voice of crying of the pillar, Hannana. When Prophet went on top of the minbar, this pillar started to cry. Prophet's rahmat and shafaqat, he grabs that pillar, and that's where the cry stopped. And Prophet said, if I didn't do that, in other words, it would have been crying till the day of judgment. Now, Ashab said, why did you say the three Ameen? We did not hear any dua. And Prophet said, when I put the first dua was said by Jibreel, and I said the Ameen. When I put my feet on the first step, Jibreel said that, you know, whoever listens to your name and did not send salawat, may he be away from the rahmat and mercy of Allah. And I said, Ameen.
And the second, he says, when I put my step on the second step of the minbar, Jibreel said, whoever finds the month of Ramadan and didn't achieve the rida and the pleasure of Allah, may he be away from Allah's rahmat. And I said, Ameen. And the third thing is that Jibreel said, when I put the feet on the third step of the minbar, Jibreel said, whoever finds his parents, walidain, but still could not achieve the rida and pleasure of the walidain, may he be mal'oon, away from the rahmat of Allah, in other words. And Prophet said, Ameen. So we find that in the munajat, before I come to the end, in the munajat of Rasulullah, he says, Ilahi istafayta Adam wa karramtahu wa ittakhazta Ibrahima khalilan wa kallamta Musa takliman wa ja'alta Isa ruhan. And Prophet is saying in his munajat to Allah, O my Lord, you chose Ibrahim to be a friend. You chose Adam, isn't it right? You chose Adam and you chose Ibrahim to be a friend. And you talked to Musa and you made Isa, you know, a ruh. So Allah replies, Istafaytu Adam li'annaka kunta min naslihi fi sulbihi. As a madmun riwayah. And I chose Adam because you were in the lineage of Adam. وَاتَّخَصْتُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا I chose Ibrahim to be a friend لِأَنَّكَ كُنْتَ مِن نَسْلِهِ because you were in the lineage of Ibrahim. وَكَلَّمْتُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا I talked to Musa because بِذِكْرِ نُعُوتِكَ وَصِفَاتِكَ because he used to mention your attributes and sifat. وَجَعَلْتُ عِيسَى رُوحًا and I made Isa to be ruh لِتَبْشِيرِ الْخَلْقِ بِسُرْعَةِ ظُهُورِكَ because he gave the basharat and the glad tidings to the creatures about your quick arrival. This is the azamat of Rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم احفظ علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم عجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين There are some mu'mineen who are sick and some have hajat and some people have requested for dua and for all the awa'il al-shuhada, the families of the shuhada. We have so many shuhada in Iraq, we have so many in Pakistan, we have so many elsewhere in the Islamic Ummah and all the mu'mineen and mustad'afeen and mahrumeen in the Islamic Ummah. For all of them, let us recite the Ayatul Kareema 5 times bihaqq Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim amman yujibul muhtarra idha da'ahu wa yakshif al-su' amman yujibul muhtarra إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات واقض حوائجنا وحوائج المؤمنين والمؤمنات وفرج عنا وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الميامين
For Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Mu'minin, for some of the mu'minin, most of the mu'minin, they have a long day. I know.